You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
With his family, Saeed Abedini tells Fox News on the record that his captors accused him of using religion to overthrow the government. He was one of five men released as part of a prisoner exchange with the U.S. He was reunited with his family yesterday at a Christian retreat in North Carolina. It's now up to Iowa Democrats after the three Democratic presidential candidates had their final face-to-face with voters before next week's caucuses. During last night's CNN forum in Des Moines, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley each made their case for caucus-goers to support them. Airlines are still canceling flights after the weekend's historic snowstorm, but they aren't scrubbing nearly as many, and air travel is closer to returning to normal. Cancellations appear to be leveling off, and airports and airlines say normal schedules could return by this afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The Michigan National Guard's door-to-door canvas in Flint with waters and testing kits is complete. Almost 200 Guard members are in the city, with most staffing five water distribution sites. Michigan Republican State Representative Gary Glenn says the legislature is now aware of the help needed in Flint.
I don't think anybody's in the dark anymore about the need in Flint. We want to set an example of doing something positive to address it.
Governor Rick Snyder declared a state of emergency in Flint 3 weeks ago because of lead in the municipal water and activated the National Guard a week later. Michigan Senate is expected to vote this week on legislation passed in the House of Representatives that would provide $28 million for supplies and other needs in Flint. More than a dozen people are safe after they were rescued from a sinking yacht. The Coast Guard says the 106-foot yacht started taking on water off the Florida coast last night. Search and rescue crews took 13 people off the boat that was about 15 miles from Fort Lauderdale when it started sinking. Scientists are going to set the doomsday clock today. The symbol of how close we are to a worldwide disaster is an ongoing project of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Former governor and presidential candidate Martin O'Malley says America is due for what he calls a sensible rebalancing of the economy.
We have reached a point where there's been such a concentration of corporate wealth and power in the hands of so few that it's taking opportunity out of the homes of the many. There's only two paths forward, and only one of them is good. And that is a sensible rebalancing based on the common good we share.
During a town hall meeting in Des Moines aired by CNN, O'Malley remarked that he believes strongly in American capitalism, but the economy has reached a point where most of the economic power is concentrated in the hands of a very few. He said there needs to be a response that strengthens the middle class. O'Malley advocated higher minimum wages, equal pay for men and women, making it easier for people to join labor unions, and comprehensive immigration reform. Former Maryland governor and presidential candidate Martin O'Malley says wages are stagnant in this economy.
For the first time this side of World War II, 70% of us are earning the same or less than we did 12 years ago. As I look at this, I believe that we need to first and foremost remember that our economy is not money. It is people.
With the seemingly shrinking middle class, O'Malley says the economy is an ecosystem that needs a strong middle class.
Our economy is an ecosystem, and the center of that ecosystem is a stronger middle class. In other words, the stronger we make our middle class, the more our economy grows. And that's what we've lost track of.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey. Today, there is a freezing rain advisory from noon today until this evening. There's a chance of rain mainly between noon and 1 today, then a chance of showers after 1, mostly cloudy, high near 39. Tonight, chance of showers, mainly before midnight, cloudy, low of 27. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 39. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 17. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 35. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low of 22. Friday, partly sunny, with a high near 37. Friday night, partly cloudy, with a low of 21. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 37. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 44. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 30. Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 44.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, you're listening to Hunterdon Chamber Radio, Some Things About Money. I'm Jeannie Aversa, financial advisor at Patton Heidi & Associates, and with me is Joe Patton. How are you today, Joe?
I'm doing great, Jeannie. Just getting through the storm, and we finished digging out like most other people. And it was a record. It was a record out by us, certainly, as far as a one-day snowfall. And so far, I'm hoping that it's the only snow event that we have to deal with, at least where I live, because being on the finance committee for our association, I do know how much it costs per snowstorm, and the one that we just encountered is probably going to cost us somewhere in excess of $50,000 to clear. And that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So we don't need many more of those. So if we don't see another snowflake for the wintertime, sorry, kids, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think we've seen enough for, like, the whole season. This was good. So,
yeah, we were just talking, you know, during the news about New Year's resolutions, and I talked about my diet, and every year I always start off with sort of a cleanse and, you know, give up sugar, bread, alcohol, and I do that for about 2 months. And this year I think I might just continue that on until Memorial weekend. So for those people out there who know I do this, I don't want you to take it personally. Don't think that somehow I'm dissing you by not, you know, raising a glass during the winter time, it's really not necessary, and it's no big deal, so just deal with it. Anyway, so we were looking at the markets, and the markets keep going bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. You know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently is at 238. That's up 1.5%. The S&P 500 is up almost 20 points at 1.08%. And the NASDAQ up 29.36 points or 0.65%. Over in Europe, the FTSE is up 0.5%. The DAX almost 1, as is the CAC 40. And over to oil, which has been our guiding light. Yeah, you ever notice whenever oil is higher, the markets go higher? When oil goes lower, the markets go lower. And you would imagine that because the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P and overseas is higher, then oil would be higher too, and you would be correct because oil is up 84 cents a barrel to $31.18. That's 2.77% as an increase. Gold's up $13.40 to $11.18.70. And the 10-year Treasury, with all of this good news, the yield has fallen back just a tad to 2.0133%. And that's not the only news we have today. We had some information as it related to U.S. home prices. They continue to rise, ticking up at a faster clip in November than analysts had expected, and that's according to a report out today. The S&P Case-Shiller 20 City Composite rose 5.8% year-over-year in November. That was above consensus estimates for a 5.6% jump and faster than the 5.5% increase in October. Now, let's see. Home prices extended their gains, supported by continued low mortgage rates, tight supplies, and an improving labor market. Some sales of existing homes were up 6.5% in 2015 versus 2014, and the number of homes on the market averaged about 4.8 months supply during the year, and both numbers suggest a seller's market. Now, the biggest gains continue to be found in Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, and Denver, Colorado. The S&P Case-Shiller Group reported Portland saw the biggest gains for the month, up 11.1%. San Francisco and Denver trailed just behind at 11% and 10.9%, respectively. Altogether, 14 cities put up better gains in November than they did the previous month. And that's pretty good news to go along with a nice green screen for a Tuesday morning. Let's see what else is going on. China, a little bit lower overnight. The Shanghai Composite Index lost 6.4% and moved to its lowest level since December of 2014, and despite a relatively stable yuan over the last several trading sessions. Outside of trading in sympathy with the declines in the U.S. equity markets yesterday, Chinese equities were also lower on a Bloomberg report that estimated capital outflows reached $1 trillion in 2015. This represents a sevenfold increase from the 2014 levels. Not helping sentiment overnight was also speculation that the People's Bank of China's reluctance to cut its reserve requirement further could be a sign of the limitations of the central bank that they face, and as it attempts to turn the focus away from the RRR ratio. Company buybacks to the rescue? Not so fast. Goldman Sachs estimated that by February 5th, 75% of the companies in the S&P 500 index would be able to resume share buyback programs. Recently, speculation has grown that the potential dearth of companies buying back their own shares around earnings season has been another negative factor for the markets this year. The theory? Well, during blackout periods, there is one less consistent participant in the marketplace acting as a buyer of last resort. However, Credit Suisse recently pointed out that many companies have 10b5-1 plans in place, which essentially allows them to continue buyback processes during blackout periods. It also added that its buyback desk has been quite busy over the recent market slide, according to FactSet. If anything, share buybacks are likely not going to turn markets around on their own, and we believe their ultimate impact on markets could be getting exaggerated as investors search for potential catalysts which could move markets higher. Asia-Pacific equities across the region were lower overnight, and despite the People's Bank of China continuing its largest daily open markets operation in 3 years, investors continued to hit the sell button during the session as the central bank flooded money markets with cash to boost liquidity ahead of their Lunar New Year holiday. On the economic front, South Korean fourth quarter GDP showed steep declines from the third quarter, while the Japanese Services Producer Price Index data for December was a little bit better than consensus. Outside of the punishing declines in China mainland shares overnight, Japanese equities were lower by over 2%, while South Korean equities were lower by a little over 1%. Australian markets, well, they were closed for a holiday. And based upon what's been happening in the rest of Asia, a good thing at that. So, Jeannie, we have stuff to talk about. I'm looking at a request. Vote for Hunterdon's Best. That's the 2016 happenings list. They want us to vote for Hunterdon Chamber Radio, and you should. Hmm. So if you would, please visit http://hunterdon.happeningmag.com/happening list. And I know that's a mouthful, but I'm sure you can find it. And then you want to click onto services and then production media. And from there, you can place your vote for Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Hmm. And we will thank you for your support in advance because we are truly the voice of Hunterdon County. And the other thing we have, actually an event coming up in February, on February 29th, a Monday at Central High School. And that is the annual soup cook-off. And you, too, could be a participant with a bunch of other people running around buying tickets for the 50-50 drawing and getting your certificate, hopefully your winning ticket. But the big draw is 20 different restaurants are going to be offering up their soup fair.
The best soup that they make.
The best soup that they make in the county. And wow, I mean, you could be looking at the winter menu of butternut squash or hearty tomato, or get a little bit funky, you know, maybe some bacon cheeseburger or soup or Cajun chicken and sausage. And if you really want to go out there on a limb, you can, you know, last year you could have tried the chocolate cappuccino soup. So there is something there for everyone. And
it's hard to taste all 20 of them.
I know.
So filling.
I see people like throwing elbows at folks, trying to get ahead before, you know, there's a potential, you know, running out of soup for the most favorite ones. Mm-hmm. And as much as they bring, I have actually seen people run out of soup at this event. So you want to get there early, and you want to be in line. And if you try to pass me, because I'm going to be a door guard, I guess, so there'll be an opportunity to chat. We could talk about some things about money, which is what we do. So in the meantime, I think what we want to do is take our first break and hear from some of our friends here in Hunterdon County, and we will be back to talk more.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we're back. You are listening to Some Things About Money here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, with Jeannie Aversa, who is a retirement specialist. We are both credentialed financial advisors, which really does matter. And I guess you've heard me say that before. Another thing on the soup cook-off, for those of you who are attending, and I hope it's everyone, we want people out just hanging outside the door, maybe you might consider making a contribution. And the contribution, along with your admission to taste all of this fine soup, might come in the form of some type of a gift certificate, whether it be from your business or maybe just a card from Visa or MasterCard or something like that to the tune of $50, which we could use in the raffle. Because the more things we have to make this a fun event for the community, the more people we'll have, and the more people we have, and the more money we can make, it's more support we can provide to the five food banks here in Hunterdon County that support many of the needy residents of the county. So you may want to give that a thought as well, and I thank you in advance for doing that. Well, let's see. Here we are. We're watching the town halls for the Democrats and the Republicans, and you know, we finished with the latest debates, and I just love the way Debbie Wasserman Schultz decides to put the Democratic debates on the weekend, on nights going up against an NFL playoff game or something special. I'm sure that that wasn't contrived in order to protect one of the candidates. But, you know, you want to sell the American citizens short and, you know, not give them enough opportunity to hear the responses of presidential candidates on topics that have a direct impact on our life. Well, I guess that's okay if that's how you really feel, but I'm probably not one of those people. I want as much information as I can, because when I finally make my decision, when I close that curtain behind me in the voting booth, I want to make that decision out of knowledge, not out of some political loyalty. And I would hope that all of you feel the same way. But hey, maybe that's just me. Oh, well. So, Jenny, you've got a whole bunch of stuff in front of you today.
I have a few things.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. What should we talk about?
Life, the universe, everything.
Everything. Yeah. We could talk about Americans destroying their credit before age 30. Baby steps to retirement savings. Or five reasons not to panic over the markets. What do you think?
Well, I think the market thing might be the first that we tackle, since it's in the news in front of us. Every media outlet, especially on the financial side, is certainly doing their best to get the general public nervous and jerky,
right,
and have them make decisions based upon emotion and on fear. And they don't want you to realize that fear is nothing more than false emotions appearing real. But if you realize that, then you wouldn't tune in, and they wouldn't get the Nielsen ratings, and they wouldn't be able to get the higher revenue for their ad sales and help their own bottom line for their shareholders. So what should people not do?
Okay, so yes, people are panicking.
For
sure.
Don't want to do that.
The S&P 500 index has fallen more than 8% in the first 3 weeks of 2016, and international markets such as Japan, China, and the UK have fallen into bear market territory. It's natural to fear a repeat of the financial crisis and the stock market collapse of 2008. And I think that makes it that much worse, is the history, you know, the recent history and the fear factor.
And,
right?
And forget the fact that historically we get a 10% correction or so, at least about once every year.
Right, right. So, but after 2008, it's just like everyone is like the next collapse.
Yeah, and it's something about buying low. That is beneficial to one building wealth as opposed to buying at record high prices. So when the market pulls back in correction mode, you should be doing what?
Buying.
Yeah. Think.
I know, right.
So, but instead, people are made to be afraid, and they sit on their hands and they do nothing, because that, of course, is the course of least resistance, is to do nothing. And I don't know of anyone who's ever made money by doing nothing.
Exactly, exactly.
What else
So, there's the fear of the falling oil prices, the slowing growth in China, and the term, the search term, market collapse, generated 269 million results with headlines, and I've seen these headlines. 80% stock market crash to strike in 2016, economists warn. Another headline. Here comes the biggest stock market crash in a generation.
Was that Harry Dent?
It doesn't say. It just says these are the headlines, but I know I've seen them. And new crisis is coming. So, of
wasn't
course,
he,
as you
wasn't
mentioned.
Wasn't he a character in one of the Batman films?
There you go. The last search results emanates from former congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul, author of the book End the Fed. Okay, so this is, based on this research, the view is that this market correction is an overreaction to current conditions rather than the start of a financial crisis or a long-lasting bear market. And here's why. So bear markets and recessions. Bear markets, defined as a market decline of 20% or more, typically are associated with recessions. There have been bear markets that haven't coincided with recessions, such as in 1987 and 2011, but those bear markets reversed course relatively quickly. So the recessions since 1970, and you may remember some of these, Joe.
I am that old.
1973 to 75, the cause was the Arab oil embargo.
You remember that? The odd, even license plate thing?
Oh, I do. I actually do remember that. And the result was inflation rises to critical levels. Mm-hmm. 1980 to 1982 was inflation, real estate bubble, and financial deregulation. And the impact was Volcker Fed tightens monetary policy, significant rise in interest rates. 1990, Saddam invades Kuwait. The result was oil price shock.
Oh, come on. You forgot the crash of 87.
Well, they were saying.
You forgot the Resolution Trust scandal back in the earlier 90s.
Wow, listen to you.
You know, there's all sorts of fun stuff. Remember the bunker
the 2001
Hunt,
tech bubble?
The Hunt brothers trying to illegally corner the silver market with sent commodities through the floor?
And then ultimately, the 2007-2008 real estate bubble, over-leveraged economy, real estate collapses, financial crisis.
And so, Bernie Madoff.
Yes. So they don't see signs of the imbalances that frequently cause recessions and severe market turndowns for these five reasons. One, collapse of energy and commodity prices. Energy and other commodity prices are severely distressed with no turnaround in sight. However, energy is a relatively small contributor to the U.S. economy, with U.S. energy companies accounting for about 6% of the S&P 500 and oil and gas extraction employment less than 1/8 of 1% of total non-farm employment. So they don't see the downturn in oil and other commodity prices as a catalyst for another crisis for the U.S. economy. Falling oil prices are an economic nightmare for the governments of Russia, Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia, but are good news for oil consumers throughout the world. In the words of Oak Tree's Howard Marks, I think low energy prices today will contribute to better economic growth tomorrow. Number two, slowdown in China. The symbolic impact of China's slowdown is taking on outsized importance relative to the actual impact on the global economy. We expect the industrial slowdown in China to continue, creating challenges not only for China, but for commodity exporters throughout the world who previously benefited from China's seemingly insatiable appetite. The Chinese government has substantial financial resources and powerful motivation to keep their economy from falling into too deep a slowdown. Thinking it in very basic terms, when Americans are unhappy, leaders are voted out of office. But when the Chinese or Russian people are unhappy, more extreme events may happen. The Chinese leadership is very aware of the need to maintain social harmony, and we think they will do whatever is possible to smooth the transition to more of a consumer-led economy. Number three, bank health. U.S. banks are stronger than was the case in the prelude to the financial crisis, more than doubling equity capital since 2009 while significantly improving credit standards. European banks have made less progress, but are still stronger than they were in the depths of the European sovereign debt crisis. We are, however, monitoring the troubling buildup of debt in the developing world. Number four, residential real estate. Real estate, according to the BCA research, represents half of the share of GDP that it had in 2005. So real estate, again, that whole big collapse was because of credit standards and a highly leveraged economy. So that's not the case now. There is considerably less real estate related leverage in the system, and delinquencies are not signaling to a return to the systemic stress experienced in 2007 to 2009. Although there may have been some pockets of excess, real estate doesn't seem to be a threat to the health of the U.S. or global economy. And number five, high yield. The high yield market has been under pressure alongside falling oil prices since 2014, pressure that increased since the closing of Third Avenue Management's distressed debt fund. Delinquencies and defaults are rapidly increasing among energy and commodity companies, but the rest of the high-yield market is experiencing much lower levels of financial stress. In stark contrast to the collapse of the housing market of 2007, most high-yield debt is owned by non-leveraged investors, and the derivatives structure that served as an accelerant to the financial crisis is largely absent from the high-yield market. So, Benjamin Graham, the acknowledged father of value investing, once said, "The day-to-day market isn't a fundamental analysis, it's a barometer of investor sentiment." Sentiment often swings between extreme optimism and extreme pessimism, and emotional swings are often disconnected from fundamentals. In our view, the plunge to start the year is more a function of sentiment than of an impending financial crisis in most of the global economies.
Sounds like a soap opera to me.
Do your best to step away from the constant flow of headlines to distinguish between noise that distracts you and news that truly changes the outlook for your investments. Like you said in the beginning, the media is going to hype everything up, scare investors, and people will make bad decisions.
Well, it's very much what they did going into the beginning of 2009 after all of the nonsense in 2008. And, you know, the bull market for the S&P 500 is in its 83rd month, having gained 226% total return. And that was through Friday on the 22nd of this month. Since bottoming on March 9th of 2009, the index has experienced four corrections, the most recent being the 11.9% tumble through Wednesday. Corrections, how are they defined? Well, as a drop of at least 10% from the previous closing high. Now, the S&P 500 consensus, really it's 500 stocks chosen for market size, liquidity, and industry group representation. It is a market valuated index with each stock's weight in the index proportionate to its market value. So, you know, we haven't had a lot of these things. So, as you said earlier, Jeannie, everyone that we do have, it just seems to be worse because the media needs something to latch onto.
Right. Yeah.
So, I think it's that time. We're at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to take another break, and then we will be right back with Some Things About Money.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
He's going to need really experienced individuals who have that veteran experience, who have the knowledge of how the military functions.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry is endorsing Ted Cruz for president. While on Fox and Friends, Perry says Cruz will enlist the help of some top commanders while he serves as commander-in-chief. Perry went on to say that even though Cruz has only been a senator, he does know how Washington works and how to make a difference. Marco Rubio is receiving an endorsement from one of the stars of a popular reality TV show.
Things I love about Marco is education, and but the big thing is the education part.
Speaking with Fox and Friends, Pawn Stars owner Rick Harrison believes Marco Rubio can bring back trade education to high schools. Harrison says many businesses cannot find people who can do manufacturing jobs, and says high schools are only teaching students to go to college and not realizing that a lot of businesses need skilled trade workers. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
And today's weather in Flemington, New Jersey. There is a chance of rain, mainly between noon and 1, and then another chance of showers after 1, mostly cloudy with a high near 39. Tonight, chance of showers, mainly before midnight, low of 27. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 39. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 17. Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 35. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, low of 22. Friday, partly sunny, high near 37. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 21. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low around 28. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 44. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, low of 30. And Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 44. So no snow in the forecast in the next week or so.
Does not break
my heart. I know you're disappointed.
No.
Maybe next week. Maybe.
No. I'm not a big skier anymore. My knees and my ankles tell me that you can't be. So I do other things. I have, you know, other hobbies like sitting on the couch, watching television, doing research on the markets, and, you know, taking a look at all of my LinkedIn contacts. And, you know, by the way, if anyone is interested in connecting with me, feel free to send me that information and the invitation, and you can be my buddy. And, you know, we can send you out some information from time to time that might be relevant to your financial lives to provide you with that benefit. And if that isn't going to work for you, you can always give us a call at 908-713-6600, because we are located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey, in that fine-looking brick building with the big American flag that is owned by Gebhardt & Kiefer, one of the oldest law firms in the county, and certainly a lot of people know who they are and have used them over the years. So that's where we are, in the front of the building on the second floor for, I guess somewhere for the last 15 years. And we like it there. So if you have an idea for the show, give us a call. If you'd like to schedule an opportunity to talk about your retirement future and have us ask you a whole bunch of questions that you haven't thought of yet, because I am sure, as Jeannie is sure, that you are an expert on the things that you've paid attention to. But don't we know that it's usually the stuff that we don't see coming that gets us? And we're pretty good with giving you that hindsight to help you avoid that stuff that's coming up behind you that wants to bite your financial plan. So give us a call again, 908-713-6600. And we'd share a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and lots of conversation.
Conversation is good.
Yes, it is. So we were talking about the markets. The market's having a wonderfully green day today. And I'm not going to argue with that, because currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 222 points. The S&P is up 18. The NASDAQ's up 27. All good. Over in Europe, stocks still recovering there as oil rebounds. FTSE up 39 points, 0.67%. The DAX is up 1%. The CAC 40 up over 1%. And oil is up $1.08, 3.56% to $31.42 a barrel. Gold is up $12.80 to $11.18.10. And the 10-year Treasury continues to be flatlining around that 2% number, 2.0081%. So that's our update, Jeannie. What else have we got to talk about here? Let's talk about some more things about money.
Some things about money?
Yeah, I think that's what we do here.
Okay. So what do you like better, the baby steps to retirement or the credit?
Well, let's see. Since you're the retirement expert in the practice, let's talk about baby steps.
All right. So, it is January. We've all made New Year's resolutions. Joe has stuck to his between your good eating and your lack of alcohol, which
and, I'm sleeping better.
See that? More energy?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I've heard a lot of people talk about that. I'm thinking about trying the Whole 30. A lot of kids are, well, I'm saying, you know, like 20-year-olds are trying that.
What is that?
So it's whole eating, you know, so it's anything that's like from the earth, you know, fruits, vegetables, meat.
Root vegetables that is no washed
off. All right, so what's killing me is the no sugar, like no sugar.
Oh, that's easy.
No, like no honey, no, like not adding any sugar to your coffee or tea.
That takes you a couple of days and you're fine.
It is a withdrawal, though. If you're used to sugar.
Yeah, you get headaches, irritable.
Yes.
Yeah, scream at your husband. Yeah. Kick the
dog.
So
when you notice I'm irritable, that's why. Oh, man, she gave up the sugar. But, yeah, so and it's for 30 days.
And no artificial sweeteners.
No artificial, right, nothing, nothing, nothing. So actually, no processed foods whatsoever.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's a 30-day, like, cleanse, you know, and a lot of the, like I said, the kids are doing it, but and they're saying the same thing, like tons of energy, they sleep better. And after you get over the sugar,
do they yell at their parents?
No, nice. They feel good. They're happy.
Hear that? That's the biggest benefit for most people, especially when Hunterdon County calls off school for the like 15 people who live on roads that haven't been plowed yet.
Yeah.
And what was I heard? They weren't the reason they had school closed because they didn't have the opportunity to plow out the driveway to the front door of the school.
I think so.
That was the reason.
Yeah.
So everything else was plowed as far as all of the roads and commercial parking lots. But they couldn't find the truck to do one pass in, like, the lane in front of the school so kids can get dropped off.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah.
So you see, and here I thought it had something about teachers wanting a day off. Just kidding. But it did force parents to stay home from work, and that did put a bite on the economy, not to mention some of the financial well-being in the household. If you were an hourly worker and not on a salary,
right.
You didn't get paid for the time you took off.
Yep.
So you kind of wonder what these people are thinking. So I do recommend that if you have questions about that, go to your next school board meeting and voice your opinion.
But basically, with all these things, like I said, Whole 30, it's 30 days. So you have a time limit in mind. It's not for, you know, of course it would be good to change your eating habits forever, but the idea is to take baby steps, to have some type of shorter term, to do small things that can make a difference and get into the habit of doing so. So with retirement, it's the same way. It might be intimidating. Maybe you haven't done enough and you're thinking, I'm a little bit too old. I cannot possibly save enough to be comfortable in retirement. It's almost like you don't want to try because it seems too much of an insurmountable, you know, goal. But you have to walk before you can crawl. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and the very first step is important. It's important to get started. So if you're among those who know you should begin saving and investing for retirement, but fear that what you perceive to be a giant leap, you may find comfort in just knowing that one small baby step towards retirement can lead to more significant forward movement. Before you know it, that first timid baby step will have led to confident strides towards retirement security. And it's nice when you start saving and then you see it growing and you see that amount increasing and then maybe it incites you to do a little bit more. So every action makes a difference, and everything you do for yourself starting today will help you when you get older. Because, I mean, even though you might feel like you're older, just say you're 50, you might not retire for 20 more years. 20 years of contributions, of earnings. You know, just start.
You mean I only have another 7 years to go?
No. for you, Joe, we have to amend that age to 90. So
probably true.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well.
So, you know, one is maybe educate yourself about investments, or come speak to a financial advisor to give you advice, to give you ideas of where you could put your money, of, you know, get you motivated a little bit.
But if you come to us, I just want you to know it's not our fault if we do one heck of a job and help you get to the point where, you know, you end up making at least $5 million a year. It's Hillary Clinton who has proposed a 4% tax on individuals making that much, and that's a surcharge. And it would impact only one out of every 5,000 taxpayers. And of course, it's probably a little bit higher in New Jersey, and raise $15 billion a year over a 10-year period. In fiscal year 2015, the government spent $10.1 billion a day. And the reason I throw that out there, because a lot of people don't realize that most of the folks who are making a lot of money didn't inherit it.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
they
weren't given this bone. They didn't win a lottery. They went out there and they earned it. They worked 70, 80 hours a day. Mm-hmm. They took risk. They took out loans and put their financial future at risk. And they worked using intellectual capital. They brought teams together for research and marketing and distribution. And they did all of this the right way to get to the point where they are one of those people making a lot of money. And just because they made a lot of money, now people are going to say, well, gee, you didn't make that. You're not responsible for that. So we're going to take more away from you. And if it's Bernie Sanders, he wants to take a lot more away from you. But that's one of the things that has always stuck in my craw. I mean, I understand we have a progressive tax system. And at the same time, we always have people in the Democratic Party talking about fairness. Well, is it fair to put yourself out there, do all of these things, and reap the benefit of that hard work and risk-taking and investment and coordination and all of the things that are required in order to put yourself into that position, not to mention the hundreds or thousands of jobs you create along the way, now we're going to take more away from you simply because you now have more? Are you consuming any more government-funded programs? Are you getting any entitlements? Are you getting any subsidies? Are you getting anything at all over and above what your personal consumption is? It seems to me that you're throwing out all of these benefits, creating all of these jobs, creating all of these tax dollars to fund all of these programs. Is it fair that they should take even more from you? And is it fair that what they take from you to fund these programs are programs that you yourself are unable to benefit from, even though you're paying for them? Is that fair? Now, a lot of people who haven't worked that hard, who haven't taken the risk, who haven't had that level of success, might say, yeah, it's fair. Get those evil SOBs. I'm not one of them. I would like to build pedestals all over the country and put statues of these people up so young folks could look at them and read about them and appreciate that they too have the opportunity to be successful in the United States of America, a country that rewards and people who are endeared to those people who have demonstrated a path that they too could take to create that success for themselves. But we don't do that anymore, and it really bothers me that we don't. So let's not demonize those who are successful. Let's applaud them. Let's have folks emulate them. Let's teach our students about them in a way that is positive. It should be positive. And let's not, say that they're evil. They're evil Wall Street. They're evil this. They're evil that. No, they're not evil. They're capitalists. And that is what America was built on. Sorry, Bernie. So we have one more break, and then we're going to wrap it up. Jeannie's going to run through a couple of points, and we will be out of here for the week. Okay. Next.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hey, we're back.
Yes, we are. And, you know, we are some things about money, and Jeannie Verse and Joe Patton here. And let's talk a little bit about some things about money by the numbers.
Okay. So the U.S. stock market is worth $23.6 trillion as of the end of year 2015.
That's evil, too.
That's a lot of money.
Yes.
The S&P 500 comprises 80% of the total U.S. stock market capitalization as of the end of year, equal to $18.8 trillion. Wow. Okay, the U.S. bond market, including treasury, municipal, corporate, mortgage, and asset-backed debt, was worth $39.58 trillion as of September 30th, 2015.
And a lot of that money went in over the last decade because, you know, up until 2008, you know, for that 10-year period, including 2008, the market was pretty much flat to negative. So that was during the 30-year bond cycle that the media talks about all the time, where bond prices went higher as interest rates went lower.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can't not take advantage of a good financial crisis, so you have to artificially lower interest rates, which makes a lot of people who are bond traders and bond investors, especially on the institutional side. It made money for people in the equity markets, but, yeah, you don't hear a lot about the money made by folks on the fixed income side.
You don't. You really don't.
I guess they're different. They're special.
I guess so. Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't play well in the press or politics.
Not as exciting.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay, inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, advanced just 0.73% during 2015. The USA has had just 1 year of annual inflation lower than 0.73% in the last 50 years. Inflation advanced by only 0.09% in 2008. So, wow, that's really low inflation.
It really is.
Less than 1%.
Unlike the years, because you were talking about the gasoline lines, and it wasn't that many years after that where, because of inflation so high, the Fed had to raise interest rates in order to combat it. Here, right now, we have the opposite scenario, where, you know, because of the crisis in 2008, the Fed jumped in, pushed interest rates down, threw a lot of money at banks to help them with their reserve requirements. And a lot of folks at the time were saying that with all of this cash being printed and put in the hands of the banks, that somehow all of it was going to end up in the public arena, and, you know, there'd be so much cash out there, inflation would go through the roof. Well, that never happened because the reserve requirements were maintained, and it didn't get lent out. And it doesn't appear that that is going to happen at all. We're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and earn it. But with rates being as low as they are, even though we had a quarter-point jump, global markets are showing us that there's no need for much in the way of interest rate increase for the next maybe 24 months, unless something structurally changes that would require an adjustment in rates because of a spike in inflation. But there's just nothing out there. You know, on the wage side, you know, supply and demand, we still have inventories that are adequate. There's no shortages out there. We have a glut of oil, energy in general. So a lot of the drivers of inflation are very tame right now, and they appear to be so for the for the distant future. So we'll have to see, but this might be the new normal, for at least for the next 2 years.
So the two largest economies, the U.S. economy represents 22% of the global economy. The Chinese economy represents 13% of the global economy. So that's interesting.
Well, so many people, especially in the media, are talking about what a huge economic driver China is right now, and they just completely discount the United States. It's as if it doesn't exist anymore in global markets.
Right.
Crazy.
Right. Yeah. The S&P 500 lost 9.1% total return in the 24 trading days since the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates for the first time in 9.5 years. So,
yeah, another correction due, and it was just the catalyst to create it. People are talking about a bubble in equities, but if you look at the price-earnings ratios, you look at corporate earnings right now, I don't see where it's overly heated. If anything, one of the major problems that we're having in U.S. markets is the U.S. dollar strength. And that also is good, but when you're a multinational corporation generating profits, a significant amount of profit from overseas markets, that does put a strain on your bottom line. So it's no small wonder that we have more volatility because we have a much stronger dollar. And that's on top of, you know, political acrimony. We're looking at stuff happening in the Middle East and China and Russia, but that always occurs. The strong dollar is something that we hadn't seen for quite some time.
Yeah. Okay. The American adult population was split 61 to 39 between the middle income and the lower and upper income in 1971. The American adult population was split 50-50 between middle income and lower and upper income in 2015. Upper income is a wage earner making at least twice as much as the median income, while lower income is a wage earner making less than 67% of the median income. Middle income is the income range between the upper and the lower income. So we went from a 61-39 split to a 50-50 split.
Is there any other comment I can make?
I know. One of the comments here is about retirement planning lottery. So that big Mega Million, I was feeling so lucky about that one. And I imagine, like, I can't even imagine how much money got pumped into the lottery system. But there are six states in the United States that do not have a lottery, and they are Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Mississippi, Nevada, and Utah. So I'm wondering if, like, those states, well, obviously not Hawaii, but, you know, maybe like Nevada and Utah, I wonder if they drove over the border to buy lottery tickets to participate in that one.
I don't know, Jeannie, but I think a lot of people who live in Hunterdon and Warren County would have been wise to drive over the border to Pennsylvania and buy your ticket there. Because do you know that the winner of a lottery ticket bought in Pennsylvania does not have to pay taxes, Pennsylvania state taxes, on their lottery winnings, whereas here in New Jersey you do. And if you're sitting with that much money in that winning ticket, oh my Lord,
right.
You know, that difference in state tax is enormous.
Yes.
But most people don't realize that. They're just going to go for convenience because they really don't think they're going to win anyway. They'd like to, but if you're looking at it from a financial point of view, save yourself the state tax on your lottery winnings.
Exactly.
Buy that ticket across the border.
Exactly. Yeah.
That would be the right thing to do. And the last thing we want to look at before we end the show is probably another look at the markets, because currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is still up 234 points, the S&P up 20, the NASDAQ up 34. It's all good. Oil is higher. Gold is higher. Interest rates are a little bit lower. And tomorrow, well, that'll be another day. Well, thanks for listening. You have been listening to Some Things About Money with Jeannie Aversa and Joe Patton from Patton, Heidi & Associates. We hope that you have a fabulous day. When you're out and about, remember, you want to buy Hunterdon and buy often.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
He's going to need really experienced individuals who have that veteran experience, who have the knowledge of how the military functions.
Former Texas Governor Rick Perry is endorsing Ted Cruz for president. While on Fox and Friends, Perry says Cruz will enlist the help of some top commanders while he serves as commander-in-chief. Perry went on to say that even though Cruz has only been a senator, he does know how Washington works and how to make a difference. Marco Rubio is receiving an endorsement from one of the stars of a popular reality TV show.
Things I love about Marco is education, and but the big thing is the education part.
Speaking with Fox and Friends, Pawn Stars owner Rick Harrison believes Marco Rubio can bring back trade education.